AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. is concerned about Russian involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy. But make no mistake, the United States will defend our interests and our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us all.
He spoke at the Ronald Reagan Library in California. It may take a while for authorities to figure out how much ethanol spilled into the Mississippi River from five BNSF railway tanker cars that derailed Saturday in western Wisconsin, and what will have to be done to clean it all up. AP correspondent Jeff Bannon reports.
A chief sheriff's deputy with Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says heavy equipment is being brought into the scene, and once the cars are removed, authorities will be able to assess the damage.
The Federal Railway Administration will investigate. A prosecutor wants a judge to seal the mental health records of Adacia Chambers, the woman charged with driving a car into the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade. Ken Miller reports the prosecution has criticized the defense for attaching a psychologist's report to a motion that was filed.
District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas is accusing the defense attorney of trying to prejudice a potential jury pool by talking about Ms. Chambers' health issues.
Donald Trump's stint as host of Saturday Night Live is over. The GOP presidential hopeful took part in several skits. One had him portraying a very successful president, with Mexico paying to build a wall. Another sketch mocked his penchant for tweeting insults about people. Meanwhile, one of his rivals, Carly Fiorina, campaigned in New Hampshire Saturday. This is AP Radio News. A legally blind barber has won a discrimination case in Massachusetts after claiming he was wrongly fired.
29-year-old Joel Nixon suffers from retinitis pigmentosa. He says it affects his peripheral vision and his night vision, but it doesn't affect his work. The barber was fired in 2012 after he tripped over a customer and then over a chair. He's been awarded $100,000 by a Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. But the shop owner says Nixon wasn't a licensed barber and wasn't pulling his weight at work. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say a 65-year-old skydiver has fallen to his death at a California festival after his parachute got tangled and his backup failed. Police say it happened at the Madera Municipal Airport Saturday afternoon during a pomegranate festival. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.